Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Great. So tonight we were going to be talking about de-stressing for the holidays, and Miss Marvine is scheduled to appear. She has not appeared yet. So Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight? And I want to tell everybody a little bit about you just in case we got any new listeners on coming in tonight.
Oh, but of course.
Okay.
I'm doing most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie, or Jamie Trujillo, a friend of Robin's from way back when in the last century. I went to high school together, and I'm an artist by trade. I'm self-employed. I have a tattoo shop in Seattle, Washington, where I'm calling from, the Great Pacific Northwest, and it's called Chromo Tattoo. I've been there about 16 years, and I'm a practicing tattoo artist, and I like to feel I help people when they need to get a tattoo for whatever.
There you go.
Right.
This is just in time for the holidays. So, do people get
right.
Holiday tattoos?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Marvine. There she is. So, we're talking to Jamie about his wonderful occupation of a tattoo artist extraordinaire. I was asking him a question. So, Jamie, do you have people who want tattoos for the holidays?
Not so much a holiday theme, but I'm sure they have. Well, we have gift certificates, and you know, sometimes we do kind of count on the Christmas money. Sometimes after Christmas,
there you go.
No holiday theme tattoos, not yet.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And Miss Marvine has been one of our regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe for at least a year, right? Right, Miss Marvine?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm always glad to have her aboard. You want to tell people a little bit about who you are?
Well, my name is Marvine Lindberg, and I am a consultant for spiritual and personal growth. I've been called a psychic. It's an interesting word, and it fits. But I seem to have the ability to help a lot of people grow and achieve things they are looking to achieve and to gain greater understanding.
There you go. There you go. And I am Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. I'm the proud owner of Flowers for You in Riverside, California. So if anybody's needing any holiday needs in the Inland Empire of California, go ahead and give me a call, and we'd be more than happy to take care of that for you. So tonight with the holidays, we thought it would be wonderful to talk about de-stressing. De-stress for these holidays and particularly be talking about expectations, because it seems to be one thing that when it comes to holidays, that people just have just kind of this idea that certain things are supposed to happen. So I invited Marvine to come on and talk about that a little bit. But I also created a list of like five ways to just breeze through the holidays. So maybe we can hit on all of those just a little bit and then have a conversation between the three of us and anybody else who'd like to join. Again, the contact number for getting into our switchboard is going to be 646-727-3206, and we do have our chat room open, so if anybody wants to get in there and do a conversation, I am also keeping an eye on that. So Marvine, we were talking about releasing expectations and A couple things that I just kind of jotted down for just different things that we've talked about in the past was really asking yourself, you know, what's really possible and what really matters to me when it comes to senses of creating things for the holidays, whether it's been traditions or even asking other people to help us in ways that maybe we hadn't asked for before. So any thoughts on that?
Well, I think, and especially this year, people in general have been under so much stress and pressure in so many different ways. And I think one of the things that's really critical to get in touch with inside is truly the spiritual aspect of the season. I'm not talking about religion of any type here. I'm talking about the feeling that comes from the heart of being able to appreciate even the little things like the grass growing. I think one of the things with regards to stress and expectations is has a great deal to do with the expectations we place on ourselves and in a lot of respects we place on other people without understanding that the purpose for this season is about getting in touch with what our real priorities are to step towards what is new, which is the symbol of the gift or the gifts that we give and we get, and take it into a different level of a higher awareness and a greater appreciation for what we do have. And it's really difficult, because right now there's so much going on in each one of everybody's personal lives that they don't have time to slow down and really take a look at what priorities really are.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the priorities, you know, we have to go out and do this and we have to buy that and winterizing and then all the things that just went through the election and all the things that are up in the air with regards to unrest in a number of different places and the economy. One of the upsides to all of this is it gives us the ability to really put our priorities in order and to truly have gratitude for what the season represents, is new birth and spiritual growth. And all of this is going on. It's not unlike a covering of snow, for any of you who've ever lived in snow country, or not unlike waiting for kind of the way the bears hibernate. And what you're doing and what everyone is doing right now is hibernating in a way, but they're also getting in touch with what their priorities are and what they're creating and co-creating for this coming new year.
Mm-hmm.
And the big part the hardest part right now is stress, and especially when you're in the stores or you're driving your car or any number of other things, is to take a deep breath and put it in perspective and slow your minds down. And that's really a hard thing to do right now. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. One thing I wanted to do, and I'll kind of put out there for de-stressing the holidays, was letting go of just the need on whatever level with the commercialism that's out there. You know, plan on, there's so many things that are free or low cost or, you know, like what you were sharing with the level of just the simple things. The simple things, and, you know, that simple can be more when it comes to something, especially when you look at just the levels of, you know, even simple gifts, it would be more to self-care. Whether that could be just spending some quality time with somebody. It wouldn't necessarily have to be something where there's actually, you know, a material gift given. It's the matter of spending time and just really enjoying one another. That could just be just sitting outside and just spending some time, maybe taking a walk together or just sharing some kind of a simple, you know, event in each other's lives, you know. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. I mean, some of the best times Marvin and I have ever had is just you know, sitting maybe with just a cup of coffee and just visiting with one another at some place pleasant. It doesn't necessarily have to be this an extravagant meal to have a good time.
No, that's very true. And sometimes even just going for a simple little walk and taking a look around and you know, little things like appreciating good health. For those of us that are fortunate enough to have a roof over our heads or any number of other things, being aware and grateful for some of the people, many of the people, one way or the other, that have come into our lives, because sometimes even the negative situations are opportunities for growth to move into other things. And the gift giving, I think, if we took it out of the commercial part of it, the gift, the actual gift, is that spiritual sharing of each other's time, of genuine caring, of awareness, and doing what we can, even in little ways, to help other people and to remember to take those deep breaths once in a while instead of getting so caught up in everything we have to do and in the things that aren't done.
And
because a lot of times our stress comes from what we haven't got done, because we're looking more at that as opposed to what we have accomplished and what we have achieved.
Instead of making that to-do list about things you didn't get done, it's like maybe make a list of like, wow, what did I get done today?
Yeah, and even if it's only, you know, one or two things or whatever, but for every step we take, one of the hardest things at this time of the year especially is we go into lockdown in our minds and we spend a lot of time internally, although there's external things we're doing, whether it's shopping or lunches or dinners or whatever. But one thing we're still very much into is our own heads in our own space. And it's the opportunity, if we've got some things in there that maybe we're looking at that aren't quite the way we want it or we'd like it to be a little bit different, then part of it has to do with we have to look at it a little bit different. It's a lot about adjustments. It's a lot about perspective. And it's a lot about not comparing this year to last year, 20 years ago, or even what you want in the future. It's about this now. And it's interesting because I think from a perspective inside of us, and it's at the core of our being, we all get the fact that this particular season, regardless of your religious or spiritual beliefs or aspects, is very important for us to realize that we need to send out and share, even if it's small, kind little pleasantries that we do for other people, and to respect ourselves. And again, it's really important to acknowledge, you know, the things that we do, and if there's things we've been wanting to do that we haven't done, then take the steps and do one of those things at a time, or do a piece of it. You don't have to do all of it at once, because I think sometimes what happens is we get overloaded at this time of the year with, you know, whether it's the tree or getting ready for Passover or any number of other things. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on with regards to this time of the year, and it's not just in this country. And so the most important thing is to bring it back into perspective, bring it back into appreciation, bring it back into contribution.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, one of the suggestions is to just to spend a little bit of time when you look at a whole calendar of events and people going and things you have to do, is just slow that all down, write it all down on a piece of paper, and really just put it in something in front of you so you can break it down into those small things like you were suggesting and making it real doable things. You know, just setting some intentions, putting it on a calendar, and, you know, maybe even just make a decision like, well, I have these choices to make. What do I really want to do? You know, what's my excitement for something like that? And, you know, maybe making some choices of like, well, maybe I won't do that. Because that can be a very freeing thing to make, you know, realize that you don't have to do everything. You can make some choices on what really works for you instead of things, like you're saying, I used to do that all the time. Well, do I still need to do that, you know?
Right. Well, I think another thing, too, is one of the things that we've been doing, because we moved about 6 months ago, and I think one of the things that we just did is went through a lot of our winter clothes, and we took them to a place that literally distributes warm clothing and food and things to homeless people. And I think the neat part with that is, or if you've got an old game, or buy a new game at the 99-cent store and take it to one of the fire departments, because there's kids out there that you know, if you give them one of your kids' used gifts, to them it would be like a treasure, because a lot of times they might not get anything. But I think the most important giving is to give from your heart. It's that little bit of time. It's that little bit of appreciation. It's that little bit of gratitude. It's that pick up that phone and call that person you've been thinking about.
Because
sometimes we get so preoccupied, and especially today, the way that we're conditioned and the way with you know, electronics the way it is, we're conditioned to move a lot faster. And in doing that, we need to put the brakes on and remember what's really important, which is the people we care about. And even a lot of the people we don't even know who they are. There's nothing wrong still with caring.
Well, I think, you know, that's just making me think about it. So many years that I've done Christmas cards, and it's that nice being able to slow yourself down, take the time to think about each person you're going to send a card to and what that's all about, you know, and actually, you know, doing it on a slower level. And it's just so nice to get a lovely card in the mail knowing that somebody took the time to just do that. And it doesn't have to be an expensive card. It could be just even, you know, some kind of a little doodle or something on a piece of paper. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the cost of a card. It's just that gesture of just some kind of a note. And,
you know,
I
think what's interesting about that is I've got boxes of the cards. Some of them are not even unpacked, that I bought over the last several years and got too busy to send any of them out. And this year, I'm going to do that. And I've been making a point to call people that maybe I haven't talked to in a while. And there's a lot of people in many respects that have isolated in one way or another for the past 6 months or so, past year, actually the past several years, with a lot of things that have gone on all over the world with economy and politics and all kinds of other things. But I think the most important thing that we can do is slow down and really take a look and appreciate where we are.
You know, getting outside and really looking at just being outdoors. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Christmas lights, but it's just so nice to be able to just enjoy the environment that you're at. No matter, you know, where you are in the world, just really feeling this winter and what that's going on with that. So far, so good. I mean, we've really had a nice winter. Nobody's really been dealing with a lot of snow or anything yet, so that's exciting.
Right, but it was definitely November, though, at the end of November.
Yes.
Hard to believe.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're definitely feeling the winter. So
well,
that's
and I think, too, you know, with some of the things that are, you know, when you take a look at what happened in New York again this year, a different type of disaster, but nevertheless a disaster. And a lot of us truly are blessed. You know, maybe we don't, you know, maybe you've got a lot of money, maybe you don't have a lot of money, but the most important thing that if you have your health and you have the ability to share even a little bit of your time with somebody else, laughter is really critical. Appreciation for simple things is really critical, because regardless of anybody's particular religious belief, this time of the year, all over the world, there's changes in attitudes, there's changes in consciousness, there's things happening inside of people, and a lot of them are not even really aware of it. And we all have the ability to make a huge, huge difference if we take the time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one thing I've been noticing is just, you know, like you're saying, come from that place of just slowing yourself down a little bit. And sometimes it's just smiling at someone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be any more than that, but just kind of having a quieter demeanor about yourself when you're walking around with people and just, you know, seeking to be a light in the world on whatever level that is, and not having any agenda, not really making it any more than that. But, you know, may I be a blessing to people today, you know,
on
whatever level
is,
I can be.
What it is so many of us are so into us, into the, you know, what is going to work for me, what's best for me, and a lot of times we don't really step back from ourselves enough to take a look at somebody else and what we can do, or understand that, you know, just because we want somebody to do something or we expect something doesn't mean that it's in them to do that, because
mm-hmm.
we're all wired differently.
Mm-hmm.
And now is a good time to look at the whole being instead of just a piece of it, or the piece you'd like, just the piece you'd like to see, because we're all whole beings and we all have our, you know, our flaws, and we have our marvelous characteristics and all of the in-betweens. And I think the most important thing is to appreciate and realize the miraculousness of even the vehicle that you're walking around in or sitting
mm-hmm.
in or whatever you're doing right now, because that in and of itself is a small miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And we can create larger miracles, and it's not about the material gift giving as much as it is the giving of genuine caring without
mm-hmm.
strings attached to it. And most, you know, it's really, we've all been taught, whether we acknowledge it or not, that there's normally strings attached to some of the things that we do. Or we do something because we want something back from it. And sometimes it's the joy of doing something, holding a door open for somebody. It's the small things, but the most important things is it's the small things on a daily basis, not just one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the most freeing things that ever happened to me when it came to gift giving is just not having any kind of agenda about once it's given what somebody would do with it. You know, having that expectation of I gave this to this person, so I would be hoping that they'd use it or do something with it in a certain way. Because I've seen the joy of giving it to one person and having it given to another person and then another person and then another person. You've got this whole ripple of blessings that happened when it was just a simple gesture on my part, just knowing that one person would enjoy that. And then they were thinking of that. So it's kind of in the giving and receiving. You always hear about, you know, when it comes to levels of doing exchange, you know, don't deny that other person having it, whether it's an act of kindness or whatever, not being able to have that full exchange. Because, you know, a lot of people think you're only really benefiting if you're the one who's on the receiving end. But in the giving, there's so much that's given as well. So a lot of people aren't necessarily aware with that. Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, a lot of times we forget because we've been so taught to do what's right out there that we sometimes neglect what's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And what's right here could be in our personal home, it could be in our business, it could be any number of other things. But a lot of times we forget to look at the things that are really important because we are so concerned about the business of day-to-day living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you been dealing with any kind of stresses with any of your clients lately, Marvie, with the holiday with Thanksgiving?
Well, the holiday and Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving seemed, it was really strange for a lot of people. A lot of people did things that they don't, what is not normally their tradition. And I think that, you know, that's another thing. There is something to be said for tradition, but I think one of the biggest things right now is walking people through being here and now, as opposed to fretting and worrying and trying to second guess what's going to happen next year or
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen in 6 months. What we need to do is get the most out of what we can at this moment. And this moment will take us to the next if we get out of the way. But we got to get out of the way. Because a lot of times we try to do things our way, and a lot of times our way isn't necessarily working really well for us. And so then we have to take another look at it from, you know, it's like changing the dial and looking at it from a little bit different perspective, because we're all prone to judging or deciding what other people should do for themselves. And what they really need to do is to get help the people get in touch with what is best for them, not what we want them to do or what we think they should do, but for them to do what is really right for them. And the hardest part of this time of the year is especially because you're out among a lot of other people, and we are sensitive to other people's energy, other people's attitude, other people's everything when we're out, whether it's in a restaurant or a shopping center or driving down the freeway. And what we have to do is make sure we stay in our own self-caring place and just bless the guy who cuts you off. And be patient with the waiter or waitress who's really busy. And I think the most important thing is to be aware that, you know, all of these people, one way or another, that are serving us or we think should be serving us, and they are, and we are serving them. But on the other hand, sometimes we don't pay attention to it in the right perspective.
Well, you know, I always think of, you know, the what was it? It was a Stephen Covey story one time about he was on a subway with a man who had had two children that were just going wild on the subway. And he thought, oh, my gosh, maybe I should be saying something to this man or doing something with the kids. And then come to find out, the gentleman had just had his wife die, and he was totally just in this place where he was just trying to keep it together. And, you know, it was the last thing to realizing that the kids were just kind of losing it on their own way, too. And, I mean, not knowing that situation, you automatically assume a lot of things that just weren't the case. So
right.
It's always good to have that level of compassion with somebody, knowing on whatever level they're people are always doing the best they can with what they know, what they have in front of them.
Well,
and if you can take that into perspective. Yeah.
And even if from our perspective what they're doing is not necessarily right for them, or, you know, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we're totally unaware of. And I think the most important thing that we all of us can do right now is to just reach out with a little bit of kindness to each other and be gentle with ourselves. Don't take on more than you can handle, and don't let it be about the gift. Let it be about the joy. Let it be about the laughter. Let it be about appreciation and honor.
Yep. Gratitude is a very high attitude.
Yep.
So yep, there you go.
It really is. And more important than ever before. More
Absolutely.
Important. You know,
well, you are a gift in my life, madam. So I thank you so much for always being... So that's one thing I'm grateful about with Marvina. Her and I kind of, every time we're together, I think we kind of treat it like it's a Christmas day. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go, too. That's pretty true.
We laugh, one have a good time, and are enjoy of the day. And, you know, and we're always good about it. If we just see something that we think each, you know, one of us would enjoy, we just grab it for one another. So it doesn't have to be a large gift. It's usually something that's silly and fun and just something that kind of just, makes the you know, the nowing of us getting together that much more of a joy. So I wish that for everyone, and really thank everybody for coming on and checking us out. Mr. Jamie, just had to get it.
Take deep breaths with your stress.
There you go. Breathing and drinking water. Drinking water is an excellent thing to do as well. So make sure you're keeping yourself hydrated through the holidays, too. Sometimes we get caught up in stuff and forget to make sure that we're eating properly and getting our water.
The appropriate kind of hydrating.
Yes, appropriate hydrating.
I mean,
hydrating.
It could be the other kind, too, but to really...
Yeah, but that really doesn't... That actually dehydrates you, but that's a different show. So we thank you, Ms. Marvine, and we'll see you next time at the Holiday Cafe.
Bye, guys.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.